This is Fresh Air. Ira Sachs' new romantic drama, Passages, follows a male film director who leaves his husband after having an affair with a woman. Our film critic Justin Chang says it's a hot-blooded tale of desire and a terrific showcase for its lead actor, Franz Rogowski. Here's Justin's review.
The New York-based writer-director Ira Sachs has a gift for putting romance, gay and straight, under a microscope. In his earlier independent dramas, like 40 Shades of Blue, Keep the Lights On, and Love is Strange, he examines all the things that can test a long-term relationship, from infidelity and addiction to issues around money and real estate. But while Sachs's storytelling is rich in emotional honesty, there can also be a muted quality to his work, as if he were studying his characters rather than plunging us right in alongside them. There's nothing muted, though, about his tempestuous and thrillingly messy new drama, Passages, mainly because its protagonist is the single most dynamic, mesmerizing, and frankly infuriating character you're likely to encounter in one of Sachs's movies. He's a Paris-based film director named Thomas, and he's played by the brilliant German actor Franz Rogowski, whom you may have seen, though never like this, in movies like Transit and Great Freedom. From the moment we first see him berating his cast and crew on the set of his latest picture, Thomas is clearly impossible. A raging narcissist who's used to getting what he wants and seems to change his mind about what he wants every 5 minutes. The people around Thomas know this all too well and take his misbehavior in stride, none more patiently than his sensitive-souled husband, Martin, played by a wonderful Ben Whishaw. When Thomas has a fling with a young woman named Agathe, played by Adele Exarchopoulos, Martin is willing to look past it. This clearly isn't the first time Thomas has slept with someone else. But Agathe stirs something in Thomas, and their fling soon becomes a full-blown affair.
I think I'm falling in love with you.
Say that to Luther, you mentioned.
I say it when I mean it.
You say it when it works for you.
I say it when I feel it.
Passages is a torrid whirlwind of a story, where time moves swiftly and feelings can shift in an instant. Before long, Thomas and Martin have called it quits, and Thomas has moved in with Agathe. But ending a marriage of several years is rarely clean or easy, and Sachs and his longtime co-writer, Mauricio Zacharias, chart the emotional aftermath in all its confusion and resentment. Martin wants to sell the little cottage they own in the French countryside, but Thomas wants to keep it. Even after he's moved out, Thomas keeps bursting in on their old apartment unannounced, despite Martin's protests that he doesn't want to see him anymore. Thomas feels jealousy and regret when Martin starts dating another man, which is hard on Agathe, especially when she finds out she's pregnant. Agathe is the most thinly written of the three central characters, but here, as in her star-making performance in Blue is the Warmest Color, Exarchopoulos is entirely convincing as a young woman trying to figure things out. Thomas is clearly bad news, a destructive force unto himself and in the lives of those around him. It's hard to look at him and not see echoes of Rainer Werner Fassbinder, the great German filmmaker whose personal relationships were as notoriously fraught as his movies. But as maddening as Thomas is, he is also, in Rogowski's performance, a powerfully alluring figure whose desires can't be pinned down. Thomas is thrilled and unsettled by the feelings Agathe unlocks within him, but he still yearns for his husband after they separate. And Martin, played with moving restraint by Whishaw, can't help being drawn back to Thomas against his better judgment. At one point, Thomas and Martin have sex in a feverish scene that Sachs and his cinematographer, José Deyer, film in an unblinking single shot. It's one of a few sex scenes here whose matter-of-fact candor earned the movie an NC-17 rating from the Motion Picture Association last month. Rather than accept this outcome, the movie's distributor, MUBI, opted to release the film unrated and publicly criticized the ratings board for marginalizing honest depictions of sexuality. It's hard not to agree. It's the intimacy of passages that makes Sax's character so compelling and so insistently alive.
Justin Chang is film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed the new film, Passages. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, our guest will be poet and author Shane McRae. His new memoir, Pulling the Chariot of the Sun, is an unflinching test of a child's memory, how he came to understand that his maternal grandparents, who were white supremacists, kidnapped him from his father, who was black. I hope you'll join us. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.